Tony Morning Show present the Missed Connection Inspection.
The Missed Connection Inspection is where we go online every single week, and Ian spends hours sifting through Craigslist and other different posting forums to look for people that are casting a wide net. Sometimes they're looking for a very specific person. Other times, you can clearly just tell they're looking for really anyone that might respond to their ad. And many of these people have had some sort of brief interaction with an individual, and maybe that's the specific person that they're looking for. Or maybe we start here with one that's entitled Grandma Jean, ?
I don't like how this is starting off.
I don't either.
We're two words in, Dave.
Looking to reconnect with the older, lonely woman that I knew. We had some good times playing board games and poker. COVID stopped us. Let me know if you're still around. Jack.
Okay, that's not as creepy as it could have been.
You think there's some innuendo going on
in
there?
No, I think they were playing like backgammon. I feel like old people play backgammon.
Poker.
Oh, for sure.
No, they don't play poker, Ian. They play
shuffle. What is that little
cribbage
game?
Which, again, how the hell do you play backgammon and or cribbage?
No idea.
No idea. Those don't even seem like real words, but they are.
This one's entitled The Dispensary. We chatted about different iterations of goth girls. You are cute and personable. I found a pic of what I was talking about, but Craigslist won't let me post it. Look up perky goth, smiley face.
Ewy.
So, yes. Ian, I assume that you looked up perky goth?
As the local expert on goths, yes, perky goth is a little bit more flamboyant.
Pink?
Yes.
It's pink. It's,
yes.
It's pink and black.
Very colorful.
Black and black.
Very colorful. Kind of in line with the Hot Topic goths. Nowhere near the health goths that we see, especially right now in L.A.
Health? There's a health goth?
Oh, yeah.
Health goth?
How have I never heard of this? Yeah,
is there goth just, yoga?
It's just
athletic. Yeah, it's athletic wear, just all black.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, very
health
cool.
Health goth.
So,
you guys are so out of it, man. Come on.
They're kind of like the ones that grew up.
We're going to health goth parties next weekend, if we're able to.
Speaking of like very specific words, like we've all agreed that panties is kind of a creepy word, right? And then moist for a lot of people,
moist
it drives them crazy.
Me, but panties is a grown man saying that about somebody, like, let me see your panties. That's creepy as hell.
But
do not isolate that.
Another word that is almost exclusively creepy, perky.
Yeah.
Perky.
There's like, no, it just implies young.
Yeah.
Same thing with panties. And it's just, that's creep. It's got a creep factor to it. For sure.
So this one
but
is entitled.
And never.
All right.
Sorry.
Lipstick kisses on my tractor window. And I
can
think,
you sing that for us, Dave?
Lipstick kisses on my tractor window. Wondering
wow.
who left the lipstick kisses on my tractor window. ... That's it.
Can you bend over and show me that innuendo?
I want to put it in. No,
okay. Hey, my name's Rob. I left the lipstick on your tractor window.
You know it was, too, right? It's like one of his coworkers messing with him.
It
like,
has to be.
Anyone got some lipstick? All right, I'm going to plant one on Randy's tractor window and
also,
drive him crazy for a month.
Tractor
and post
windows
on Craigslist.
Are, like, high up on those John Deere's.
Yeah, you got to get up there.
You can fall off that, break a hip.
This one's entitled Red Subaru Impreza. Red Subaru Impreza around 5 p.m. Friday. You almost hit me when I was trying to move around your car. I went for ice cream after I left, but I did wait for like 10 minutes for you to return. Hey.
Guy for girl, right?
It's got to be.
Of course it is. Course. He was almost murdered.
Yeah.
I rented a Subaru Impreza not too long ago.
You did?
Yeah. I'll say, I enjoyed the drive. Small trunk, though.
Mm.
Could not fit both of my suitcases in the trunk of a Subaru Impreza.
This one says, let's go back to Tom Sawyer. Let's go back to Tom Sawyer Park. If you see this, you will know who this is, LOL. I am the male, and I am the person that I met at Tom Sawyer who was female. They're messing around in the park. And then he added, I keep having to revise this because I keep getting messages from guys for some reason. Again, I'm male, and the person I met was female. Bunch of dudes willing to meet back at Tom Sawyer Park and get down.
Why are you being so picky, man?
Yeah. Like,
shoot or shoot. You gotta. I mean, they were also just.
Yeah, I mean, park sex is park
down.
Sex. Come on, man.
If it's dark in the park, let it bark.
This one is just entitled Starbucks, and I love this so much because I don't think that this girl likes this guy at all, and he has totally the wrong idea. You guys tell me how it sits with you. I hit the drive-thru at Starbucks at 9:30 this morning to get a frappe and a bacon gouda, and you greeted me at the window with a beautiful smile, and you complimented my Oakleys and handed me my drink with another beautiful smile, and we stared at each other a little bit longer than one should. I've been feeling like chopped liver for the past couple of weeks. You really made my day. Even if it was just customer service, thank you, gorgeous. Smiley kissy face.
I hate that Oakleys get a bad rap.
What do you mean? They are the worst sunglasses in the world.
This girl did not pop out of the window at a Starbucks and be like, "Hey, are you an assistant softball coach?"
I was gonna say she didn't pop out of the window because she wasn't a fly ball.
No,
I feel like it's always baseball players who are wearing Oakleys and they're always white and then they're always on the back of their head.
Yes.
See, you're added to the Oakley hate. The lenses on Oakley.
No, I do coach the Chihuahuas. Thank you for asking. Yes, I do.
It's the bucket shrimp, Dave.
We're almost at 500. Don't worry. We're getting there.
Gosh.
No, but they did get a bad rap. The lenses on Oakleys are phenomenal.
Get them in a different pair of sunglasses. Yeah, they're not the only ones
with glasses that have good lenses.
Isn't that like Oakley technology? Like they have it on other pairs of sunglasses.
And I feel like my face is getting a hug from those sweet ass wraparound.
Dude, I could so see you wearing Oakleys.
Is he trying to push for us to be okay? Did you just buy a pair? Like, are you trying to push
tell
for us to be okay?
Tell me they're white. Please tell me they're white.
Dave, it's not white. It's pearl.
Mm.
No. Mahoney, you did not get a pair of white sunglasses.
I'm sure he did. This one is entitled, "Looking for the Girl That Flashed Me Downtown." Looking to talk to the girl that flashed me Saturday night downtown. I was very appreciative of the act. I've never encountered something like this before in my entire life. I honestly think I love you.
That is awesome.